The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hopefully the second part of this second date update isn't going to be as boring as the first part. If you missed it, Kelsey is on the phone. Pretty boring name.
Poor thing.
And she wants to call a dude named Thomas. Mm. Even more boring of a name. And I guess her first date with Thomas was pretty boring. That's the way she described it. And that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back. They just kind of went for a walk. And then they had to stop by the grocery store for a second. And then she asked if he wanted to go to a movie with her. And he just straight up said no. And then went home. So Kelsey is assuming that she was a little too boring for Thomas. And we're going to get him on the phone and find out if that is, in fact, the reason. Kelsey, are you still awake or are you bored?
Okay. I'm still here.
You know, Kelsey, we never asked you. I mean, have you tried to get a hold of him?
Yeah, I texted a couple of times, and I don't want to sound like needy, so I just kind of stopped.
And he hasn't responded at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Oh, man, rude.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out for you, Kelsey. Here we go, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Thomas, please?
This is him. Who's it?
Thomas, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who's that?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
You ever listened to us before?
Nah, I don't do mornings, really.
I don't blame you. I am so jealous of that. Man. You are a good person.
Yeah, seriously. You got to figure it out. I'm so tired of waking up this early. Well,
did I like win something? What's going on?
No, you didn't. We do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened. So somebody emailed us about you.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot to get a hold of somebody, but it's usually because they really liked the person.
Any idea who would have emailed us?
I don't know, dude.
Are you awake right now, Thomas?
I mean, I don't want to be, but I am now.
Yeah. Okay, sorry,
I feel you,
man.
I'm right there with you.
Is this going to take, like, how long is this going to take?
It shouldn't take more than a few minutes, in case you're busy or whatever, but
I just want to go back to sleep.
Well, do you remember going out with a girl named Kelsey?
Probably.
Probably?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember her or no?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, Kelsey emailed us because she told us about your date, and she said that you guys went for a walk, stopped by the grocery store, and she invited you to the movies, and that's when you...
It was a lot.
What was a lot about it? The walk or the grocery store?
All of it. It was. Anyway, so what do you need?
Oh my God, Thomas!
Well,
you just
Kelsey,
did a.
Kelsey wants to know why you're not calling her back.
Oh gosh.
Thomas,
can you tell us why?
I guess it was just like she wanted to do so much stuff.
Really? What do you mean? She thought she was too boring for you. She thought that a walk in a grocery store was, like, lame and that you were looking for more excitement, and that's why.
Who walks? Like, that's why they invented cars and Uber. Like, why do we have to walk? It was so much.
Okay, so it's not that you were bored on the date. You just didn't want to walk, pretty much.
No, it was, I didn't want to do, and then after the walking, it was the random restaurant, and then the grocery store, and then I had to carry her groceries, and then I had to help her put the groceries up. And then after all of that, on top of that, she was like, oh, yeah, let's go see a movie. I'm like, oh, my God, I just did more work than I've done all week. I don't want to do any more things. And it was so late, dude. It was like 8 o'clock or something. Like, it was so late. I don't like it.
Wait, Thomas, I mean, you're concentrating a lot on the things that you did on the date, but what about her? Did you enjoy hanging out with her? She said she was laughing a ton.
Smiling a lot.
I mean, she was cool. It was just, she does too much, man. I'm not an outdoorsy dude who likes to do all this. Like, I feel like she would go hiking, and that sounds terrible.
But,
okay, so if I'm reading this correctly, you just feel like she likes to do way too much.
I mean, I'm sure she'll find someone who likes to do stuff with her, and that's awesome. But I just don't. I don't like, if I didn't have to leave the house, I would not leave the house.
Why are you even dating then, Thomas? Like, dating requires you to do stuff.
It doesn't, though. Like, you could say, dating, you drive to a place, you eat dinner at a place, and then that's it. And then maybe you go back and you watch, like, Netflix or Hulu or something. Like, it's not, I don't know. She wanted to do so many things, and I'm not that kind of dude.
All right. Well, at least you know what you want, Thomas.
Oh, you should have told her that, though, Thomas. She did not.
Yeah, but then I'd have to, like, meet up again. We'd probably have to go on another walk to explain why I don't like going on walks.
Yeah. A lot of effort. Well,
wow.
Thomas, I know that this is probably going to be hard for you to deal with, but Kelsey is on the other line and wants to talk to you for a minute.
Oh, my God. You guys are the worst.
Kelsey, are you still there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what's up?
I can't believe this is a complete opposite what I thought was going on. I thought you, like, didn't like me because I was boring, but you don't want to do anything? Like, the whole point of, like, going out with someone is to, like, get to know them while doing an activity.
Yeah, but you wanted to do so many activities. Like, if we just did two activities, that's it for the day.
For the day.
You get a morning activity, you get a night activity, and that's it. But you wanted...
What are your activities? Just Netflix?
I mean, that and, like, a good bowl of soup.
Oh, God. Thomas, all it was like, one walk to the place that we were going to. Like, that was it. Just one. It was not that extreme.
Yeah, but why would you want to walk? Like, are we cavemen? Like, all you have to do... is call an Uber, we could have saved so much time. And then my leg was tired. I was, like, out of breath. Like, my body's not used to this type of activity.
What? Your body isn't used to going on a short walk to a restaurant?
Not anymore. We're past that.
Thomas, just even a little bit of exercise would make you feel better. It'd give you more energy. It may make
I don't
you...
think it did any of that.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And the thing is, I'm happy with my life. I'm doing fine. Like, I don't know why you're trying to, like, change me into some LA fitness jogging jock dude.
Oh my God! Yeah.
If you're happy doing you, then just keep doing that. But I think, you know, it doesn't sound like Kelsey's that demanding, really.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys had a nice connection and that you could be missing out on something possibly pretty special.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want someone more my speed. I feel like she's too extra. She's always like this, bam, bam, bam. I just want one
what?
Bam.
I do normal things that normal people do that walk places and who... like, literally use their body. It's not that difficult.
I use my body to press the Uber button. That's enough.
Oh, my God. Thomas, you sound like a human sloth is what you sound like.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, well, you know.
Sloths are adorable.
Sloths are pretty cute. I'll give you that much. Thomas, would you like to go out on a second date with Kelsey? We'll pay for it. I mean, you don't even have to leave the house. I'll just send you a gift card to Netflix or something.
get food delivery for you, Thomas?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like she'll trick me into doing something outside. I don't know, dude. I'm kind of cool.
Hold on. This is ridiculous. Like, I'm not forcing you to do anything. We took a short walk, and I asked if you wanted to go to the movies. This is, you're so
I know, lazy. but now you called the radio on me. Like, I feel like you go a lot of steps to it. Like, and that's cool, but I only like one step.
Honestly, Thomas, like, I thought I was being the boring one, and that's why you weren't calling me back, but you're the boring one. I definitely don't want to be with someone who's that lazy.
Oh.
Thank God.
Thank God. Okay.
The biggest relief Thomas has had all day.
Yes. He's like, can I now get off the phone? That's what you've been wanting this whole time.
Kelsey, I'm sorry.
Can I go back to sleep now? Or?
Yeah, 1 second. We'll let you go there. I just want to say thank you for your time, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, radio guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sorry to make you work so much this morning. Go back to sleep.
All right.
Kelsey, well, you got your answer.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was crazy.
And I know, personally, I am exhausted after all that, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.